One of the things I did bring up in the when we started the retreat was that I'd like people to come in and out of the hall at the time of the sort of the specific times. So the big at the it will be ringing the bell. Say in the morning it would be on the. On the hour, say at 9:30, and ending at 10:30, and then in the afternoons, bells will be rung in the sort of 45-minute intervals, and to be entering or leaving the hall at that time, and. That I'd really like people to hold to that, to keep that. And if people are just sort of coming in and out of the hall at all times, and it's very disruptive. And if we're trying to cultivate sort of an atmosphere of mutual support for meditation and practice, then it's important that is that when we're that the hall is really creating a space where it's conducive to practice, conducive to there's a sense of supporting and supporting each other. So to coming in and out of the hall, and really at those times, and also for the people who are ringing the bells, to be attentive to ringing the bells at those times, so that we can be doing that. And if there's if there's a sitting going, because I'm not trying to get everybody to you have to be sitting and walking each at the same everybody at the same time. But if there's a sitting going on in here, and the person who is ringing the bell is just ringing the little bell that you can just hear inside, then if those people who are walking, then to wait and pay attention to, okay, has the person in the hall rung the bell yet? So that people are getting up and moving, rather than sort of, I'm done with my walking meditation, I'm going into the hall now. And then people start traipsing in and out at all different times. And similarly, if the bell is being rung outside, the person who is ringing the bell is doing walking meditation, then to wait for that the bell to be rung. Whether if you're sitting in here waiting for that bell to be rung, and rather than sort of getting up on done with my sitting now, I'm going to go and do walking meditation. And then getting up when everyone wants, and wait for that bell to go from the out when you hear it from the outside. It just makes it a much more conducive atmosphere for meditation when there's just not people going in and out all the time. Also, when you do. I mean, it's impossible to sort of get everybody lined up at the door and, come in and all exactly the same time. It's just not going to happen. But when you do come into the hall, and that, so whether it's during the meditation or when it's during the evenings here, make coming into the hall or getting up and going out a meditation as well, because some people are wanting to sit through two or three sessions, it's a this unless one is in deep enough samadhi that the one isn't attending to sound at all, then it's an impingement if people are going in and out of the hall, not very mindfully. So that coming into the hall, the door has a handle, and all you can just be mindful and recognize there is the handle of the door, and to gently pull on the handle, and the door will open. Doors are meant to open, and unless it's locked, which it probably won't be, it's not necessary to just grab the handle and rip the door open, worried that it might not open or something. You can feel that sometimes. Somebody is like, and just is pulling this door apart, and just, and as. And there's no rush to come in. I mean, nobody's going to take your seat. It's not. It's come into the hall slowly. Put your hand on the door and just pull it gently. And also, it's like this. You don't need to turn the handle. Just pull on it gently. Open it slowly. Let it close behind you gently. And then come slowly to one seat. Pay attention to each step as you come to your meditation spot. Just walk, just each, how you're putting down your foot on the floor. Make it a meditation. There are quiet and noisy ways to walk in a room, or anywhere for that matter. On the Thanksgiving retreat, there was one person who, it didn't take me that long to recognize. I could hear her coming before she even got to the door. You could hear her coming down the hall and then opening the door, okay, that she have a characteristic thump. Thump, 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 thump. Coming up to the door to come into the meditation hall. When you're coming in, you don't need, like, just pay attention to how you put your foot down. A good way is just not putting your heels down first. Either put the ball of your foot down and walk that way, coming in. And then come to one's, when you get to your place, and you do your bows quietly, gently. There's no need to sort of sigh or another meditation. if that's the way one feels, we can just sort of feel it inside. We can all empathize. It is just to come in, and there's no need to sort of do. Sometimes people get ready for meditation. You're getting actually nobody here, so far anyway. It's like they're preparing for kind of doing And getting their nasal passages all cleaned up. Getting it. It's really you're doing it in a meditation hall with a whole bunch of people. This is having that sensitivity that other people are in the hall. But so that sense of, trying to do things as quietly as possible, and gently, mindfully, slowly. There's no rush to get to your seat. And also, when if you're wanting to sort of arrange your cushions, or if you're just coming in newly, then you're picking up your mat or rearranging your mat. Just to do that as quietly as possible. Like sometimes coming in and so, you can hear people somehow. It's like dropping their cushions from about waist height, and then getting it sort of settled before getting themselves in, and just to be aware that that makes noise, and getting oneself settled, and just to really try to be as quiet as possible. It's a, it is a meditation to be as composed as possible, as quiet as possible. A good role model is Ajahn Pratip. He comes in and out of the hall. He's usually very quiet. So it's possible, not impossible to do. Also for just around the hall and during the times of meditation, particularly the monk's room and to be very conscious that the during the mornings and the afternoons, then this is a place of the next door in the hall here is a place of meditation, and 'cause these walls are very, very thin, and you can hear when you go into people go into their cupboards, or go into drawers, turn taps on. You can hear everything. Even when you turn taps on outside in the building along the side of the on the outside, you can hear that inside the hall here. So that to be very, if there's something really necessary that you have to get out of your cupboards or out of drawers, and to be very, very quiet in doing that, opening a drawer or opening a cupboard, closing it. Like just to close a door. Don't just sort of let it close or push it close. Just bring the door to a closed position with your hand on it, so that it doesn't make any noise. Make a point of learn of making it that point of mindfulness. The same next door on this side. If going in and out of this hall here, this side here, the book room, if that door in and out, you can hear it when it's going in. Also, it's sometimes it's necessary to put the fan on in there if there's a lot of moisture. But during the meditations, it makes the noise of the fan comes into the hall, so to not leave it on during those times, so it doesn't impinge on everybody else. So that these just these basic points of mindfulness and attentiveness to say the others that are around us, and both for ourselves, it's just a sense of composure, mindfulness, slowing down, turning more inward. When there's, you say, restraint of speech and a real carefulness around our movement, and just simple things are coming in and out of the hall, it does create a quality of composure that's very helpful for our meditation, and both for ourselves, and then of course for the kind of the group atmosphere that's created. Because if everybody is putting attention onto that, it really sort of lifts up the level of sort of sharpness and clarity. And that's beneficial, it helps everybody.